Good morning, my dear listeners. And I say good morning because you might be able to tell there's a bit of extra rasp in my voice. And that is because I have just woken up and, like any other normal girl, I'm going to read another threat. Because how else would you start your day, you know? So, without any further chat, this is Threats Part 2. Actually, I think before I just scanning my eyes over this one, I think I'm just going to mention this one has a lot of, I don't know how to describe it, but like borderline necrophilia. It's like unconscious stuff. So maybe even snuff, but I could be wrong. But that's, yeah, I'm going to say those before we continue. And if you don't want to read about any of that, then please close this and look after yourself. And I hopefully will make something more for you in the future. Okay, here we go. You drive me fucking wild. I can't stop listening to your cute audio clips and imagining the pathetic little fuck doll that's behind the screen. One day, I'll find you and make you regret being a dumb cock tease online. I can't wait for the day when I can finally wrap my fingers around your soft neck and squeeze the consciousness out of you. I want to stare into your eyes and watch the light behind them fade away as your body squirms and struggles underneath me. I hope you cry from the fear. I'll use your tears as lube so I can force myself inside your eager little cunt and pound you senseless. I know you want all of this. I know you've been waiting all of your life for a proper man to use you like the piece of fuck meat you are. I know exactly how to make cock-worshipping bitches like you come. The harder I strangle you, the tighter your rape holes will squeeze on my filthy, musky cock. The best part of it all will be when your vision turns blurry and you're finally unconscious. That's when I'll toss your limp body around like the fleshlight you know you were born to be. Wow. Where do I start? Okay. First of all, the beginning of that, the fact that you've listened to my audio clips and you've heard me, and the fact when you say one day I'll find you, that is like, that's terrifying to read. I think for anyone, those words are like so scary to read. Like, I can see it now. Like, my, as I spoke about, like, when I fantasize when I'm alone, I'm gonna be like double checking doors and stuff now. Like, I don't know, always looking behind me when I'm walking. I mean, I've already started doing that since I started making these audios, but I feel so excited by it. Like, I love it. I just feel so, I'm so depraved. I find it such a compliment. Like, I just, to feel so desired and feel like you actually are going to go to the effort of coming and finding me, just like, like, I don't even have the words for it. It's just like euphoria for me, and it's like a big game of hide and seek, and my inner child is very present, so I feel like excited and playful, and I don't know. I feel all of the things, literally every emotion I felt when reading this. This was so intense. It's fucked. I love it. It's just so. I hope you cry from the fear. I'll use your tears as lube. Like, I love reading stuff like that. Like, I love it. It feels so conflicting to me as I, like, I'm quite, I would say I do my best every day to be a good person, but this is where I fall short, because I don't know if a good person would crave these things. I mean, if you're out there and you're also craving those things and you're listening to this, then, like, I don't think you're a bad person. I think it of myself. Oh my gosh. I'm scanning my eyes over it, and every single thing I'm seeing is like striking fear into my heart. It's just terrifying. Like, this threat, I know exactly how to make cock worshipping bitches like you come. Like, oh, the harder I strangle you, the tighter your rape holes will squeeze on my filthy, musky cock. Like, oh my god, that description. It's almost like it's purposely meant to make me feel ill for craving these horrible, horrible things. Wow. Yeah. And the way that you've ended it with, like the fleshlight you know you were born to be, like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, I'm blushing. I'm literally blushing. What a way to start my day today. I'm meant to go to work now and like function like a normal human being, like that I'm meant to be there, and I'm not meant to be just making myself useful for men all day to do fucked up shit like this. Like, I'm meant to just go about my day now. Okay. That was beautiful. That was absolutely beautiful, and I appreciate every single word, and I love it, and I really have enjoyed reading that. It sent me through every emotion this morning, so yeah, it was actually a really beautiful start to my day, and I am very thankful. So thank you so much for sending that in, and I hope I will see some of you in the next one. Thank you.